there surely is with every difficulty. God has created the world to test mankind. As an inherent feature of this examination, He tests man sometimes with blessings and at other times with hardships. People who do not evaluate events in the light of the Quran fail to give the appropriate interpretation to events and become downhearted and fall into hopelessness. However, God reveals an important secret in the Quran, which only true and submissive believers can perceive. This secret is revealed as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. For truly with hardship comes ease. Truly with hardship comes ease. Surat al-Inshirah 5:6. As God informs us in these verses, no matter what sort of adversity a person experiences or how a situation is overcome, God creates a path that will lead to a way out and gives relief to believers. Indeed, a believer will witness that God grants ease along with all hardships if he remains steadfast in his patience. In other verses, God has given the good news of guidance and blessings to his servants who have fear for him. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Whoever has fear of God, he will give him a way out and provide for him from where he does not accept. Whoever puts his trust in God, he will be enough for him. Surat al-Talaq 2:3. God does not place a burden greater than one can bear. God, the merciful, compassionate, and just, creates ease in everything and tests people within the limits of their strength. Forms of prayers, God commands man to perform difficulties he creates to test him. Responsibilities that he charts man with are all in the proportion to his individual capabilities. This is a good news and comfort to believers, and a manifestation of God's mercy and grace. God relates this secret in verses as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan, and that you do not go near the property of orphans before they reach maturity, except in a good way. That you give full measure and full weight with justice. We impose on no one any more than they can bear. That you are equitable when you speak, even if a near relative is concerned, and that you fulfill God's covenant. That is what He instructs you to do, so that hopefully you will pay heed. Surat al-An'am 152. As for those who believe and do righteous deeds, we impose on no one any more than they can bear. They are the companions of the garden, remaining in it forever. Surat al-A'raf 42. We do not impose on anyone any more than they can stand. With us there is a book which speaks the truth. They will not be wronged. Surat al-Mu'minun 62. It is easy to live by God's religion. A great majority of people think that religion will make their lives difficult and impose on them hard obligations. This is a delusion that Satan whispers to man to lead him astray. As mentioned earlier, religion is easy. God states that He wills ease for believing people after difficulties. Besides this, the fundamentals of religion, such as putting trust in God and having an understanding of faith, removes all burdens, difficulties, and causes of distress or sorrow. For a person who lives by God's religion, there is no distress, sorrow, or despair. In many verses, God promises to support those who submit themselves to Him and who help His religion, and to give them a good life both in this world and in the hereafter. Our Lord, who never breaks His word, states as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When those who have fear of God are asked, what has your Lord sent down? Their reply is, good. There is good in the world for those who do good, and the abode of the hereafter is even better. How wonderful is the abode of those who have fear of God. Surat An-Nahl 30. God gives the good news to believers that He will render those who comply with His religion successful. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. As for him who gives in charity and has fear of God and confirms the good, we will pave his way to ease. Surat al-Layl 5-7. As these secrets reveal, one who sincerely turned towards God's religion has chosen right from the beginning. A path of ease that will bring success and benefit both in this world and in the hereafter. To disbelievers, on the other hand, just the opposite applies. Disbelievers already have a life filled with sorrow, sadness, and loss both in this world and in the hereafter. At the moment they decided on disbelief, they lose both the world and the hereafter. This is related in verses as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. But as for him who is stingy and thinks he is self-sufficient and denies the good, we will pave his way to difficulty. Surat al-Layl 8-10. God is the possessor and creator of everything. It is surely above and over any power or support for a person to earn God's friendship, aid and support. The one who takes God as his friend and submits fully to him will live both in the world and in the hereafter in bounty and blessings, and no hurt will come to him from any source. This is an immutable fact. Since this is the case, every man of wisdom and consciences should comprehend these secrets revealed in the Quran and choose the wise and correct path. That disbelievers cannot understand these clear facts is another secret by itself. No matter how intelligent or well-educated they do not use their reason, so they are unable to understand and see these facts.